And you have met him?
No, he lives in London.
Ah.
According to the maidservant, Derbyshire's letters are occasionally addressed here.
Well, that explains everything. I thank you for your patience, Mrs. Draper.
Sir.
Oh, one final thing. Surely I met you in Plymouth some little time ago.
Mr. Holmes?
Yeah, at a garden party.
A garden party? No, sir,
I could have sworn it. You wore a costume of dove-coloured silk with ostrich feather trimming.
Oh, I never had such a dress, sir.
Oh, well, that quite settles it. My apologies.
Holmes, that was an outrageous display of insensitivity.
But quite illuminating and therefore necessary.
You may think so.
Inspector, shall we go to the murder site while the light still lasts?
By all means.
I shall endeavour to calm Mrs. Straker.
I was about to suggest exactly that.
This is the spot, gentlemen. Straker's coat was on the tree up there. The lads who found it thought he might have blown there, but in fact, it had been quite deliberately hung on a low branch.
A point of some importance, I fancy. Watson, note this location. Significant, is it not?
Well, it's only a short walk away from the stable.
Yes, it is. But can you see the stable buildings from here?
Well, no. We're in a hollow.
Oh, exactly. And we're standing precisely where the body was found, Inspector.
Yes, sir. I had that matting placed there to preserve any markings.
Ah, excellent.
I brought along one of the boots which Straker wore, one of Fitzroy Simpson's shoes, and a cast horseshoe of silver blaze.
My dear Inspector, you surpass yourself.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Stray, let me see. Yes, it's good. Good. Now, stand back, if you please. Excuse me.
Look at that. It's as if nothing in the world exists for him but that one patch of ground. I believe I could let off a pistol and he wouldn't notice it.
He's transformed when he's in a situation like this. Look at his eyes.
I tell you, Doctor, I've been an admirer of his methods for some time, but actually to see him at work, it's an education.
Your own approach to the job strikes me as admirably clear and logical, Inspector.
Well, thank you, Doctor. That's very gratifying. I have to say, I can't help thinking that the facts in this case seem to speak for themselves.
Your net certainly seems to be tightly drawn around Fitzroy Simpson.
What have you got, Mr. Holmes?
Look, a candle stub. I say we have more time. We could also find a vesta used to light it.
I've been all over this site. I can't think how I managed to overlook anything.
Yeah, it was invisible, buried in the mud. I only found it because I was looking for it.
You expected to find it?
Yes, I thought it not unlikely.
Mr. Holmes, is something wrong?
Forgive me, Inspector. No, nothing at all. It's true that despite your precautions, there's little to read here.
I was afraid of that.
It's not important. There may be tracks elsewhere.
The higher ground's too hard and dry. I'll examine very carefully for 100 yards in each direction.
Well, then I wouldn't have the impertinence to do it again.
Yes,
I would like to take a little walk over the moors before it grows dark.
A walk?
Yes, I think so. What do you say, Watson?
Yes, certainly.
Yes, splendid. Well, then we'll see you back at the stables, Inspector. Oh, and if you don't mind, I'll take the horseshoe with me. For luck.
Your leg holding up, Watson?
Yes, never a twinge.
Thank you. What a magnificent view.
Let's stop here for a moment.
Yes, certainly. Look at the way that plain is tinged with gold. And the ruddy brown where the fern and the brambles catch the last rays of the sun. It's beautiful.
And I don't want to hear a word from you about romantic rubbish. It is beautiful.
Oh, I wish I could paint.
I do hope your present rose-coloured optimism isn't going to be too rudely shattered by the realities of married life.
Are you still on about that? I know it amuses you to see me as a sort of overgrown, lovesick schoolboy, but don't you have more important matters to think about just at the moment?
You believe that Gregory's solution is correct?
Yes, I do. His case is very well argued. Simpson has a considerable financial interest in the disappearance of the favourite. He had clear access to the stable lad's meal through that window. He was armed with a heavy stick, and his muffler was found in the dead man's hand. That business with the paper packet...
Yeah, a clever counsel would tear it all to rags. The muffler was lost on the moor. The stick is a